everybody, and welcome to another podcast with nobody but the three roommates of choice.
Roommates of choice.
Technically, Blue Caster, Pink Caster, and former Silver Caster.
So I'm alive, bitches!
Yeah, we're doing. You're alive. You edit our podcast. Like, why wouldn't you be alive?
We're like a three-man Sentai now.
For now.
So we're...
Instead of red.
We're Ninja Storm? It's like, oh, dear God, we're Ninja Storm! You're the girl!
It's like we're the first two episodes
I'm
of Pure
Ninja.
Good.
But instead of red, we have silver.
No. We're now...
Caddy Pinky.
Just so you know, this is going to be the weirdest intro ever as well, because he's going to edit three people in.
The back
and then when it gets to castrate, he's going to... Radio Sentai! It's fucking Raven's voice?
No.
And Raven's not here?
No, I'll record it.
Oh, you'll do it yourself? then we all have to do it.
Yeah, we'll do it.
Cut now! David, cut to it! Now! David, cut! No, now!
Cue the roll call!
Now! Do it now! I'm pissing myself off for later self-fast.
Yeah, I know.
Assholes! Do it now! Cut!
Okay, shut up.
For the intro!
Equipment Wielder, Blue Caster, Ishida's Azeel.
Loyal and Loud, Pink Caster, Lightred. Rising from the Ashes, Silver Caster, Overkill.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai, Cast Ranger, on air.
Okay, so, as you may have guessed from the bullshit so far, this is not a normal episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Nope.
What the hell is a normal?
Oddly enough, this is episode 20, so...
Yeah, I know.
For our 20th episode special, the same week that there is no airing episode of Gaiman Tokyuger...
Boo.
We decided that we're going to take on the recently released Kyoryuger 100 Years Later movie.
Yeah, so I actually finished the rest of Kyoryuger to watch, because I lost interest when it was near its completion, and I don't know why I did.
I stopped watching it episode 12.
Because I finished Kyoryuger, it won back my heart, and I remembered how much of an awesome Sentai it was. So, past Lane, you said that Kyoryuger is your least favorite Sentai that you've watched? No. Did... Slapping him in the face.
Ow. That was loud and unnecessary.
And I slapped my past self in the face, so...
And I slapped your future self in the face, too.
No. Just in a future episode. All right, so, Lane, what did you think of your completion guy? Well, I thought it was good. Ow! I think I just got David's past slap.
Past slap. Okay.
I call it a pat.
Shut up. Plap. Okay, so, our regular cast members, Redcaster Joe Raven and Blackcaster Ransack, as well
and Greencaster,
as...
Greencaster fucking Paul.
Greencaster Nego, Paul, AKZN, whatever.
Paul, whatever.
They have all opted out of this episode because they don't give a shit about Kyoryuger, so...
Yeah.
Please, post in the comments how they can go fuck themselves.
Yeah, you keep asking for comments. I don't think that means what you think it means.
I love you, though, so don't worry.
I want everyone to comment ride. Okay, so we are just going to be talking about the Kyoryuger 100 movie, so...
And
our overall thoughts on the show.
Yeah, and pretty much about the show, so if you're not into Kyoryuger, you might as well...
Hey, I might start watching Kyoryuger now that Tokyuger's so shitty. and out of the...
That's how we sell Kyoryuger to everyone. It's not Tokyuger.
Yeah.
No, because, like, I was watching the final episode, and it was showing after the show ended, it showed the trailer for Tokyuger, and, like, me and Raven's just like, you know what? Kyoryuger looks so much better than Tokyuger. Like, and I'm just like, duh.
So,
it's still no Gokaiger, but it's better than fucking Tokyuger.
Gokaiger will always be best.
Okay, so yeah, let's go ahead and talk about our thoughts on Kyoryuger the show first. What you saw of it.
Okay, so I saw...
Lane and I did finish it.
I got up to the point where the Gold Ranger showed up.
But that's where it gets good!
I got to that point and went, I'm sick of this song and dance. I'm going to watch something better.
Literally, song and dance.
Yeah, because that was when Gaim started.
Well, thankfully, I forgot how much of a badass Daigo is. Like, he's in my favorite Red Rangers for Sentai.
You don't give a fuck!
No, he does not. He just does what he wants and he does it
so wait,
awesomely.
Wait. I want Daigo and... Wait, you'll come to me. Wait, David, cut to it when I get to it. It's Lost Galaxy Red.
Leo?
Yeah. No, Lightspeed Rescue Red.
Oh, Carter.
Both of them fighting each other.
That'd be cool.
Carter versus Daigo, that'd be interesting.
Well, yeah, but think about it. two guys that just don't give a fuck.
Well, the idea is Carter is, I'm a soldier, I don't give a fuck, and Daigo is, I do what I want, I don't give a fuck.
Because I've been around the world and done
He fucking shot his laser at a, like, his regular gun at a, grown monster.
That's why I like Lightspeed Rescue so goddamn
yeah.
much. And GoGo 5 is just as good because...
Anyways, we're not here to...
Yeah, never mind. I just wanted to have those two fight each other. So, Kith.
As in Kith Croker?
No, it's because it's...
You're saying kiss with a lisp.
Yeah, no, Kith.
Oh, okay.
It's,
anyways,
it's input the picture there.
Let's,
only I may do edit notes.
Also, I also forgot that the entire, like, I liked Kyoruger a lot because, you know, each member of the Sentai was different personalities. Like, I liked it. Like, Daigo
that's,
was...
That's usually the case.
The case.
It was really, like...
You mean they were...
Every fucking Sentai ever.
No, there were a lot of bland ones.
What I'm hearing from you is that you appreciate how well distinctive they were from each other.
Yes. So, like, Ian was the playboy heart, like, woman lover. Nobu was
the woman
I
lover.
I don't know, fucking whatever. I can't use words.
Woman lover, as in a whore?
Nobu was the, like, 31-year-old man who'd use old man puns all the time, which I
like
to...
I get it's a cultural thing, but I still don't like that puns are called old man jokes.
I don't like the, that they
that
consider...
Means you, that means
no,
you the
like
oldest of old
man. I don't like consider anything 30 fact. Or more... 30-year-old men to be super old. That's weird. I guess
that is another cultural thing.
Anyways, I loved Amy. Amy's awesome.
Amy annoyed me to no end.
Wow.
Why do there have to be two people on this team who used English as catchphrases?
Oh my!
It got
because
really annoying.
No, because here's the thing: English is getting to be their like mandatory second language, as French was ours.
No, I understand that, but
hell. I wasn't even a big fan of Uchi, but he, by the end of the series, like, for David's sake, I won't spoil what happens at the end, but...
I don't care, just do it.
He,
spoiler warning, if you haven't watched Gojuchi
as they do with every dinosaur sentai.
He died. He
oh, you
died.
Know, that. Yeah, no, that's a thing.
No, yeah. No, but I was watching it with Raven, and I'm just like, oh, wow, the Sixth Ranger died, just like in Jiranger
and
Nabaranger. Oh, my God!
As is tradition.
No, and then you just see him, like, hunched over, like, dead, like, in the secret base, and then, like, this magical light thing. I'm like, he's coming back. Oh, look, he came back. And he came
they
back
broke
back.
Tradition!
Okay, so out of this whole thing right here, can we just very, very, very lightly talk about the fact that the Power Rangers set part of it
Dino Charge.
It's gonna be shit compared to this.
Oh god. Like a weird purpley Torterra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not even closely like every
like no, you know what the funny part is? I read recently that people were sending in complaints to Bandai of America and they were getting the most generic, unhelpful responses ever.
Yeah.
Like someone literally was just had a macroed email they were copying and pasting to everyone.
Yeah.
Alright, so let's start talking about the movie.
So, if you haven't seen the series, the movie kind of opens up with a bit of a recap of what happens at the end of the show, which is not anything terribly unpredictable. The final boss appears, they kill it. But what was interesting about this is, at the end of the show, they pretty much say, yeah, there's bigger and badder enemies coming from space or some shit. And I was wondering if that was set up for another movie. And I think
it
may have been
it was, because it's set up for this.
I'm thinking it may have been set up for this movie. But
and,
I don't know.
And Daigo and Amy became...
That's why they trained their offspring, which, thank fucking God, the makeup artists are actually really good. Because they don't look like them.
Yeah.
Well, once I started watching, like, and I watched the entire thing, and I kept seeing them more, I was like, I can see the resemblances.
Wasn't it you... Yeah. I knew it was the same actor, so I didn't even question
it. Yeah, it was me. I said,
you guys were like, there's no way those are the same actors. I'm like, yes, they are.
And I looked at the henshin, like, compilation, and I was like, oh, my God, it is them. Holy shit.
I watched up to that. I didn't even know.
Well, you didn't know the actors well enough.
So I was just like, wow, these guys look really different. And, makeup artists and, you know, hair design guys, I guess.
That was cool.
Also, you being a little racist,
sexist.
But I liked.
Well, no, okay. If you're gonna be like that, no, they do look different from each other. This isn't This isn't a case of, oh my god, they're Asian, they look the same. Oh my god, they're all black, right. They look the same.
Anyways, this movie takes place literally 100 years after Kyo Ruger, so 2114.
And you actually get to see a bit of, like, the futuristic city and the tech they have.
Well, the narrator fucks with you, which is pretty funny. He's like, oh, no, not much has changed since, like, 100 years ago, and I'm just like...
Shot of, like, this city straight out of Mass Effect.
Yeah.
Fuck, what was I going to say? But what's interesting is that the new team of Kyo Rougers, they're the original Kyo Rougers' great grandchildren.
Great grandchildren.
No, it's just one. Wait, it's one generation. 100 years is only one generation.
No, but they said great grandchildren.
Yeah, one generation.
Yeah, okay.
They skipped the generation.
Yeah, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's not how generations work.
Great is a skipped generation.
No, I know, but it's they didn't.
Anyways.
It takes
By the way, it's Yggdrasil.
We can assume that generations pass every, like, 25-ish years, because that's when people have kids.
Yeah. Anyways.
Because generation means, like, the next level of family, not a certain...
So you're saying since I'm 30 and I don't have a kid, I'm worthless?
Shut the fuck up!
Your last
generation is not calculated by a certain amount of years, it's familial lineage.
Yeah, I know.
Alright.
I say 15 years, but yeah.
So, it looks all...
people have kids at 15 years old, that they don't, they're just not supposed to.
5-0, dumbass.
I heard 15, but whatever.
So the city looks all as peaceful as it always does, and then the monsters attack and from space, and it's the apparently remains of the Deimos Legion.
The monsters they choose to fucking herald the coming of the new apocalypse with are the fucking four generals of the seasons.
That was awesome. Frickin' the Christmas one, winter one, voiced by Brooke. That was amazing.
Yeah, this was pretty... This was, like, as movie Sentai guys go, as movie, like, movie based on Sentais, I have to say, this one was pretty good. I just wish it was more... I wish they had different monsters, because you told me they were the same monsters from the fucking show.
Well, they are the same suits... But they're different, like, it's like they're the descendants.
They're lazy assholes, is what you're saying.
No, I know. No, I completely understand that. And then the generals show up, and they're slightly modified suits from the ones from the show. But, so the new Kyoryugers show up at near the start of the movie, ready to kick some ass. And they've got fucking, like, team jackets.
No, that's so cool.
And it's so cool. And I'm like, can I own these?
Yes, you can. Go, they're on... Like
I will totally
eBay where he got his guy one or
I will totally buy
it anymore, but
I will totally buy the Tobaspina one if it comes in my.
I'll buy the violet one.
Yeah.
But the twist behind this new team of characters is that they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
This is their first.
They're the first time ever. Like,
they were They say later on they've been training out of costume. This is the first time they've henshined. They've been training because they knew how to do that. They knew how to do the gun thing, so they knew how to do it. They just never had to do it.
They were given this quick, shitty little tutorial by their new paragons, fucking Candelera and Lucky Euro.
Yay! That was my favorite one monster in the show.
And I knew going towards the end of the show that Candelera was becoming good, but I never imagined she would replace Taurean.
Well,
because Taurean cut it dead. So
yeah,
I know,
but on purpose.
That's a end of show thing.
But no, pretty much what happened was, where Christmas's like, oh, you guys are the great-grandchildren of the original characters or whatever like that. You need to save the world and stuff like that from evil. And they're just like, we don't want to do that. But the funny thing
is... But you look like them!
No,
you have to!
But yeah, but... Nobu's, Kyoru Blue's descendant, he's just like... Yeah, let's fucking do it. Daigo's descendant.
No, that's really weird that the one who is completely all for this Sentai thing is the shy, awkward, nerdy one of the group.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the henshin, please.
Okay, so
oh my god.
So they're about to practice the henshin, they're just looking at their guns and they're like, oh.
How do I henshin?
How do I put in batteries?
How do I gun?
Well, by the way! Having to look at the barrel of your gun to put your battery in?
Genius.
That is the worst. That would be like, if I had to shoot you, I had to load the gun like this.
From the front,
like pointing it at you.
Like an old-timey musket.
Yeah. Like, that is the...
this knife has
poison. I wonder how many people loading muskets committed suicide.
This dagger has poison on it. Oh, that was probably a bad idea.
Yeah, I shouldn't have licked it.
Exactly.
This has your this dish has six times the amount of salt that'll kill you. Oh, I should have had seconds.
Yeah.
the best part of that scene when they're like loading up their Jidenchis is they're all like hearing it like make sounds for the first time, and then you see fucking Uchi's descendant Upi like listening to it go Prizlan, and it sounds nice.
No, Upi was my favorite character in this entire thing. He's fucking.
Which one was him?
Violet.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He's amazing,
and he's a fucking bowler apparently,
pro bowler,
and he likes it because it's retro.
Well, yeah. Okay, but here's the thing about that, and I'm gonna put a clip of the sound in here. Tell me in the comments that this does not. Tell me. Just tell me that it doesn't sound like Mode Stone.
He is okay? Like dead set on this.
No, it is. I know it's Anki Don. Okay, you motherfuckers.
I know you do.
But it, to me and everyone else who's heard it has heard Mode Stone first, and then you explain that it's Anki Don, and then they go, "Oh yeah, now I hear Anki Don." Like it's.
To be fair, you are implanting in their heads to listen for Modestone.
Yeah, but so no, even our friend has said I hear Modestone more than Anki Don.
That's because you said Modestone first. That's what they focused on. Find someone who has never heard either, play it without suggesting anything, and see what they think it is.
Fine.
Anyways,
I wonder if Kelly's heard it.
Don't bring my girlfriend into this.
More than one Kelly, asshole!
Moving on! The team henchings, and they're awesome. We got a very odd distribution of colors, but I love it. First off, we have Kyoryu Navy.
Wait, love the fact that the Sentai team looks like a fucking, like, a rainbow that an asshole made?
Yes. First off, the best part of this movie is the fact we have Kyoryu Navy, finally, as he was called before being confirmed as Death Ryuger. And all of the bloody colors on the suit have been replaced with, like, silver. And so he looks more like a good ranger, and it's really awesome.
I like the suit, yeah. That was really cool. That was like, that's why...
he didn't have his flute buster, but whatever.
No. But yeah, what's funny is because it consists of Kyoryu Navy, Kyoryu Blue, Kyoryu Cyan, Kyoryu Gray, Kyoryu Silver, and then Kyoryu Violet. So even
all of my colors.
Bioret.
Kyoryu yes.
Bioret.
anyways. The monsters are like attacking them, and they're just looking at them, and it's like, you're not a fucking Sentai.
First off,
you have three shades of blue.
You got both silver and gray.
Which is practically the same fucking color, and Raven just bursts out laughing when he's with me.
But here's the thing. So, you're about to mention Kyoryu Blue having the Mucho Mucho armor, right?
But I know why that is.
Because he has his color.
Yeah, because he had his color right the whole
time.
Yeah,
he had his color right the whole time. Yeah. That's why. The matching the color was the reason why they can get their Makamucho...
That's why...
Duka color.
Mechamucho.
Yeah, that thing.
Plus, Even in the series, just every time, like, the monster was about to fire a giant blast, just Kyoryu Blue would come out with a shield and just block the fucking shit out of it.
Well, that's what it was designed to do!
No, I know, but no, like, he... Fucking, there's one.
Blue is the tank.
Yeah, I know. But there was one moment in the show where, like, they got hit with a giant brush, and you just see, like, no, he didn't have to do anything because they would have gotten their asses kicked anyway. Literally, just stormed in front of everyone, took out his shield, and just fucking blocked the shit out of it as much as he could until he couldn't take it anymore. But it was still badass.
So, yeah, while this fight is going on, the coolest thing in the movie ever happens. They get their own actual opening sung by Candelera.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Which is in the recently released Zen Shuryoku album, whatever it's called.
But, like, the typical intro shows, like, them, like, and the narrator's describing about the characters, but there's one where, like, it shows them, in, like, running behind explosions or whatever like that.
Yep.
And they're scared.
You see Kyoryu Violet, like, the explosion goes behind him, and, like, you can't see it, obviously, but he just, like, makes, like, a flashy-ass pose as it happens, and
that'll be the YouTube version.
I lost my shit. It was so fucking funny, awesome. Raven just made this face, like, and he laughed after. He's just like, I can't do this
anymore. Upi is my kind of character.
No! I gotta give credit to Uchi's actor. Like,
yeah.
Well done, sir. Like, you went from
just acting.
You went from acting like a samurai from the Warring States era.
Well, okay, wait. A samurai who is a fanboy, by the way.
Yeah.
No, that's Guy from Gokaiser.
No, he was like, oh, I want them to be my friends. Oh my god, so I'm gonna be an asshole.
Yeah, but he was only like that for a couple episodes.
Yeah, and then Amy found out about him, and then
he came out to everyone. And he was pretty accepted and pretty normal among them.
Yeah, but I got to give credit to his actor. Like, he did a fantastic job.
It's called acting, kids. People. Get used to it.
Well, I can't act for shit, and I took 4 years of high school drama.
Why would I'm not getting into this argument during the podcast.
I was saying to Dave the other day that I wish I could take everything I've learned about voice acting, go back to my high school English classes and just ham the shit out of them.
Mm-hmm.
Like those days where everyone would read books.
That moment when I did do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bitch.
Yeah.
I like the fact that Candelaria is like the new paragon, like their mentor. That's cool.
So
she's shitty at it, but yeah, at least but she's trying.
It was fun to watch.
She's trying.
Actually, you know what? Yeah. Go on, Chris. Do your next note so I can yell at you of how stupid that note is.
So during the fight, they start getting their asses kicked, and in one scene, they actually steal Curry Violet's fucking gub revolver out of his hand, and I'm like, that's your henshin power source. Shouldn't you be dehenshin?
No, because they've already, their power is infused in their suit. It's not like Kamen Rider where the belt is
plus
them.
They switch batteries all the time.
Yeah, they take batteries out and swap batteries all the time.
No. The way they've got two slots for batteries.
Yeah, I know,
but they swap batteries. They only do it in the second slot.
I've seen in the show where they took both batteries out and put them back in, and put two new batteries in.
Find me the episode.
Yeah, right. I'm looking at 53 fucking episodes. 48. Fuck you.
You only watched up to Gore Curious.
No,
Gold.
I was watching it on YouTube, asshole.
Whatever.
Anyways.
It was like one of those henshin things.
So,
No, wait. Go back up.
We have our notes on screen.
Yes, we do have our notes on screen. Okay, so they sit them the fuck down!
Like, after the curators get their asses kicked, and they're like, oh man, why are we so bad at this?
And they sit them down! And they're just looking at them like, I'm like, what is going on? They're just sitting there! And then one of them gets up and goes, I'm gonna beat you! And he shoots the ground in front of them! Sit down and shut up!
So the monsters team up and show them how being a Sentai is done by showing off their prowess as the fucking Seasons Beatings team. The four monsters of the seasons.
Yeah.
And it's amazing!
Yeah.
I fucking love the fucking intro they do. It's so good.
Yeah, Raven recognized one of the voice actors, the summer monster, and he's like, oh yeah, I can't remember who he said, but he was just like, I know that guy.
Okay.
That's why I told Raven, I'm like, Raven, you need to watch more Sentai, mainly just for the monsters, so you can just name how many VAs you recognize.
Oh yeah, it's like, for example, fucking, what's his name? I forgot. I know there's one guy who's in, like, every season ever, but I can't remember his name. The guy who plays Ikkaku.
Oh, Hiyama.
Hiyama, that's
it. Nobuyuki Hiyama.
He's, like, one monster in every season of something I've seen.
I like that Frankie's VA was in, he was the meteor monster from Kyoruger.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And also the villain from Akiba Ranger.
Akiba Ranger!
So anyways, later on in the movie when they
decide, no, we don't want to fucking do this except for
Blue.
Yeah, it was Blue.
Blue and Cyan, they both still want to do it.
Yeah.
And Dai, who's Kyoru Navy, he's just like, I'm not good at this. I wanted to be good at this, but I'm not good at this. And he just fucks off because he's just like, I'm not good at this.
But it's...
So he meets a little fuck. He meets Mini Tira, who's lost his color, and I'm like, Silver Mini Tira!
It's not that he's lost his color, it's that
hidden.
Dai can't see his true color.
Yeah.
Because the Torin visits him, and he's like, oh no, he's red.
He doesn't say what it is.
No,
he says,
I can see his true color.
This is where we learn the plot point that they have the wrong colors, they need to find their correct color.
Which was so disappointing! Oh.
Yeah.
Like, I understand they're the new characters, so they need to have the original colors, but I liked that they're all mixed.
Yeah, spoiler, their correct colors are the colors of their ancestors.
Yeah, but no, they're not just the colors, the fucking batteries. Like, they're just the main beasts. I that's what I was like, at least, I don't like the new design of them. They're like two silvers, two blues, and purple. But they could have had different colors, like a blue, a purple, a green, a black.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Well, the reason why they had those colors was because those were the Judenshi that Candelaria could find in the whole
base.
Yeah,
I know that.
Yeah.
But of course, the fucking batteries being behind a picture of them.
Like, this is so stupid. So, Candelaria's taken over, like, the spirit base, which is still inside Brigigas, mind you, and it's pretty awesome. So,
Oh, yeah, no, wait, Brigigas comes out.
Yeah,
and it saves them. Yeah, I forgot about that part.
And so, in the base, Candel, I don't know if Candelera put it up, but there's a pic, there's a photo hanging of the original Kyoryuger team, like, in
the memorial. And you can clearly see behind them is the display.
Behind that area is where the Judenchi charging station is, and when I first saw that scene, and she's talking about, oh, we couldn't find the rest of the batteries, I'm just thinking, did she check behind, on in the charging station? She must have, because she put that picture up, right? Right? But apparently not!
Hey, here's my theory. She didn't put it up. That fucking retarded cat thing did.
Oh, Lucky-O?
Lucky-Hero?
Yeah.
Hero, oh, I love him.
But then wouldn't Lucky-Hero have been
she's
like,
she's retarded!
Oh, Lucky-Hero's a guy.
It's a guy.
That's a dude?
Yes.
A
dude. I'm sorry, it's a little boy.
Then fuck! I wanted to fuck that!
Who likes love?
I don't care, I'm gay now! Who likes love touch? That's two dudes I want to fuck now!
Who likes the love touch?
You heard it here first. Overkill wants to fuck like Euro.
Now I gotta try and like reverse the audio so people can
put in that sound of that Lucky Hero has when he takes out his thing, that dun dun, the fucking little
na,
thing.
Na,
no.
Na, na,
na. Not Zangetsu Shin.
So they decide they all fuck off, but so how they find their own color or no. First off,
they meet the new generals of Deboss.
Oh.
Oh my god,
which are the same!
It's the same suits of Chaos, Igaron, Dogold, and this new monster who ends up being the main villain.
Who looks fucking awesome. He looks like Davy Jones.
Yeah, it's like Davy Jones, but like splashed in white. And then,
So just Davy Jones.
And dressed up like a pro. Kind of.
So, but
Davy Jones Bukkake,
but the thing is, they're not quite the same villains. So instead of 100-faced priest Chaos, it's 1,000-faced priest Gauss. He's got the number 1,000 across his face, and where the two faces on his cheeks were on the Chaos suit are replaced with, like, little pink-white orb things that the Kyoryuger team, think look like bathtubs.
Or like zits or something.
No, they call them bathtubs.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was just a translation error.
Dogold, who was originally the
warrior of
anger, is now the warrior of whining like a little bitch.
It's actually called the Warrior of Sniveling, and he's got, like, thick, bushy eyebrows like a salaryman.
That's why. And I found it really funny with him, because by the end of the show, when they're, like, fighting them again like that, Dogold just looks over at Kyoryuger, and he's just like, I don't know what it is, but I hate you for some reason. I really hate you. And I'm just like,
Haradadashi.
I said it. I'm just like, amazing.
And then, instead of Igaron, we have Hoshigaron, the warrior of jealousy, and at one scene you see him slash her looking through a magazine going, I want it!
Shibiru-wa!
Well, the original phrase was Shibiru-wa! Something like that.
If you don't know how to speak Japanese, don't try to actually speak Japanese.
Shut up. And then the new warrior,
Sao,
I don't even remember the fucking dude's name, but he was the warrior of regret, which seemed like the only one of the whole bunch who was actually threatening.
No, and I was looking at him, and I'm just like, he's gonna be the end movie villain.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So the rest of them all just go off, and they're like, whatever, we're just gonna go back to our normal lives, whatever, like that. So, yeah, Ubi's a pro bowler.
Ian's a musician.
His name's not Ian.
Or, Ichan.
Ichan. He's like a pro guitarist, but...
No, he's doing it to get laid.
He's like a folk singer or something.
Yeah, like a folk singer. But what's awesome is that Soji's ancestor...
Like the original Soji...
The original Soji shows up.
Is still alive.
And he's 116 years old, and I'm like...
But that right there is the trope of swordsmen.
Yeah.
All swordsmen in any show...
Live long enough
to pass down their training.
Yeah.
That's all it is. It's all it ever is. It's a trope... on, like, Chinese, Japanese type of
samurai films.
Yeah, where the old guy lives just long enough to pass down his sword fighting skills his magic super sword.
Yeah, although, like, one of the tropes of those films that doesn't happen in this movie is the old guy dying immediately after finishing.
Because it's still a kid's movie.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah, it's offstage death.
probably. But,
Like, think Kill Bill.
One of the best scene with the original Soji in that movie is, you forgot to pay. All right, here's your stinking money. And just holds out, like, a translucent little pay pass type thing over a scanner. Like, oh, right, it's 100 years later. Mobile payments is a mainstream thing.
Yep.
God, I hope we live long enough for that. Well, it's kind of happening now, actually, with, like, the pay pass.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, pay passes, and even on the bus now, you can actually, on buses, you can beep.
So then we start seeing the new Warrior of Regret, you know, lay out his plans as the monster, as the generals are all...
How do you actually steal regret?
Evil monster power.
How do you force someone to regret something?
Well, here's the thing.
Regret not going to Con Bravo.
And then he steals your regret. Yeah, so now that's what I was going to say. Here's the thing. So his plan is to steal the regret from the new team for some reason. So he attacks Dai, the guy who is currently full of regret because he can't be a good Kyuriger. And I'm thinking, so this is your plan. You're going to steal his regret so he will not regret his decisions, so he'll want to be a Kyuriger. Is that what's going to happen here?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, no. Fuck you. No. Next. I'm out. Gone. Next. The thing.
Yeah, so... Bullshit happens. The monsters attack the Kyuriogers. They each discover their one true color.
And the best one ever! The golden ball of love. I love it. He's like, he throws his ball down, and then it's supposed to be his ball.
We have to explain this better. So... Like, during the fight, Oopy comes in with, like, his golden bowling ball.
No, this is before that. He was bowling.
Yeah.
He was bowling.
And then he throws the ball, his regular ball down, and this golden one comes up, and he's like, huh? But where's mine? Oh, whatever. Picks it up, throws it, gets a fucking strike through the wall!
Flaming strike!
Yeah, like, through the wall, he goes, gold's my color!
No, and the best part with Oopy, because this is what made Oopy
so does awesome. That mean everything made of gold for him? Like, if he had, like, a golden, like, sword, it would be a flaming golden sword?
So they all get their proper colors or whatever like that in, like, kind of stupid ways.
Yeah.
I'll let Ichi explain Ichan's, because that was pretty funny.
Okay, so Ichan is a musician, and he's just sitting in the middle of fucking nowhere.
In the park.
In a park, by himself, just, like, singing because... And the song he's singing is an English song, and he starts singing words that sound like Parasagan, like the name of Judenryu. And so he slowly, through each verse, starts getting closer and closer to saying Parasagan, and then he stops himself, going, "How do I know that name? Good fucking question."
Well, is maybe he got it from his great-grandfather.
Sure, whatever. There's an infinite number of bullshit reasons they can use to explain this.
So then they line up...
Or, you know, maybe they just watched the show.
So then they line up, well, except for Dai, because Dai-kun, he's just like... He's all like, fuck, like, I'm still a pussy, or whatever like that. And so they all line up to go transform, and they're all about to. Oopy's about to put his Terragordon Genji in the guy role. He's like... No! This doesn't feel right! I don't like this! And then all of a sudden,
Terragordon
flies into the sky, beams him down!
The fucking gobbery changer!
And then he hears one of the
samurai.
The spring one. He hears, like, his, whatever the fucking thing's called. Shamisen?
Shamisen, yeah.
Shamisen. Go, like, then, and he's like, Samurai! That's it! I love it! What's up? And then magically the fucking cure or Gabu changer fucking shows up, and I'm just like, I'm like,
you almost henshined with the gun. That
I'm like,
cool.
Okay, movie, I'll fuck you.
Yeah.
If he would have henshined with the gun, it would have been cooler.
Yeah.
Oh, Oopy.
And then he bowled his henshin.
Yeah, he did.
He goes like this, like I might put a screenshot in, but he puts his hand up in the air and does the henshin, and then. Goes like, and then spins it 180 degrees behind him, and actually bowls the henshin out of his wrist, and then it like comes back and like hits him in the face.
Yeah,
like it's like I'm like, ow! You hit me! I hit myself in the face with my own henshin. Why do I do this to myself?
Yeah,
we know that they actually do physically hit things from the show where they shot and hit them with it.
Yeah.
So we know that it has a physical ramification.
Anyways, so at this point, the Warrior of Regret makes his surprise backstab to the other fucking generals and takes over. And then we start seeing, you know, the characters in their true colors start, you know, contacting their ancestors. And for some reason, the old team instantly know that these guys are their ancestors. Because, like, Daigo's like, oh, you're my descendant, okay? Cool, so I'm going to help you. And they the way they summon them is by putting one of these, the promotional Judenchi, into the gun. And then it says all of the actual names of the old Kyoryugers. Yeah. Kiryu Daigo! Amizuki!
Ian Yorkland!
No, I don't know. I don't remember the rest of their full names. Utsusimimaru!
If I gave a shit, maybe I would care.
And it does that, like, twice in the movie, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And
it was annoying the first time. Christ.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, apparently his, like, plan was to go back in time to, you know, hatch Dayboss or something like that, and then bring him back to the future so he can take over the future.
And by the way, one thing I forgot to mention about the team jackets, they are summoned by Candelira using her magical love powers, and then she does it a second time when they've got their correct colors.
Yeah. Oh, I love it.
Oh, man.
But yeah, it's cool that they have, like, the Metro Mucho armor on,
because
they're, like...
Because now that's their true color! Because
it signifies that they're the second generation.
Yeah, so... I'm like, that's cool.
And it's at that point when they start the fight up that we actually hear Candelira singing, you know, their version of the theme song.
Which is fucking awesome.
I like it. I like that one more than the actual theme song.
Yeah, me too.
I have the albums.
I'll steal it off you. One song.
And then they finish that fight by fucking having one of them surf the Kentro Spiker.
Well, it was
fucking awesome.
It was Zupi.
Yeah, I know. He surfs the Kentro Spiker and it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Dai accidentally falls into the, like, because the regret guy goes into the portal to go back in time, whatever, like that.
Yeah.
And he summons the thing.
Because he tries to go and kill the old team.
Goes back in time, and he meets the original Kyoryugers, and Daigo just instantly is just like, hey, you're my descendant! And I'm like, how do you know who the fuck he is? And then he's like, oh, let's all fight together, or whatever that. Then he figures out, like, oh, I'm the Red Ranger, holy shit. And goes back to his own time.
So do they actually go into, like, to get big? Like, into swords? Do they use swords at all?
I don't think they actually used Kyoryugen in the
movie. They instantly just... No, they didn't.
No, that is weird.
Yeah.
That's a toy opportunity lost.
They finished it off by using...
I was kind of hoping that while they were using the wrong colors, they would summon, you know, Spino Dio.
That would be really fucking weird. I don't know how they've got to...
I love Spino Dio, so it would have been awesome to see. Mm-hmm. I was so happy they used him in the series.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyways, they beat him and go back to their own time and live on as the new Kyoryu.
And they get their own ending theme.
Yeah, they do their own little ending theme, like in the from the show, and it's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. Da, 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 da. I don't know the actual song.
apparently, in one of the ending, at the end of one of the episodes where they did the ending theme, the cast of Gaim was in it.
Yeah.
And the dance, I was like, that's cool.
Yeah, that was great.
But overall, it was a good special.
It was,
not the best,
I think it was an okay way to end Kyoryuger.
It was fun. Yeah, it was a good way to end it.
You know, I'm just going to say this right now. I want to put down 100 years from now that they better come out with a Kyoryuger show.
I think after we watched that, I tried to set something
on my
calendar.
Oh, yeah, you did. You're like, you're 50 years.
I can only go 50 years ahead on Google Calendar. And I'm like, damn it.
You won't be alive for 2114.
No, I know.
That was the joke, yes. Mm. Unless I become a swordsman. Quick, I gotta be a swordsman!
I'm trying to remember. Didn't they, like, say some kind of joke or something? Like,
I don't
remember. Them being, like, 100 years from now or something. It's like, oh, new Sentai in 100 years. Yeah.
I don't know.
I doubt it.
I don't remember.
Even if it is, who the fuck would, like... Who would remember 100 years from now to do another Kyoryuger?
Well, we don't know how long Super Sentai is going to last.
That's the thing. Super Sentai, in my opinion, Super Sentai is dying off.
I don't know.
It's dying off to Kamen Rider.
Well, it definitely is a different tone than Rider, but I wouldn't say it's dead by any means.
I said it's dying, not dead.
No, but you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Anyway... So now I...
Let's not get into this existential conversation about Sentai.
But
the point
what
is,
if I'm a Kamen Rider?
Shut up. The point is, the movie was good. If you like Kyoryuger, absolutely watch it.
Must watch. Especially if you want, you know, closure for the end of Kyoryuger.
I just think that this movie was... It was mediocre at best, but it was good. For its... I'm gonna say for its... theme for its, like, for its style of show.
Its tone.
Its tone, yeah, there. It's pretty good. But compared to, like, I don't know, other movies of the same, even of the same genre, like, again, I'm going to go back to Gokaiger. The Gokaiger movies were just fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's the thing. This movie reminds us that the best part of Kyoryuger is its humor.
Yeah.
It's not anywhere near as awesome as Gokaiger or whatever else was, but this is a good series if you're looking for comedy.
Oh, but there were still a lot of badass fucking moments.
Oh, no, of course it was.
No, you got it right.
The humor is the best aspect of Kyoryuger. Oh, it's what they're the best at.
Yep. And it just, they executed it so well. Like, there was one episode of Kyoryuger that I particularly liked where it was, like, the typical Switch Bodies episode.
Yeah.
And what happens is it's mainly evolving around Uchi and Soji, and so they get their bodies switched, and then they have...
So the two completely opposite...
The two swordsmen.
Yeah. So they look at each other, and they're like, oh, we're switched. Well, I guess we'll just, you know, do with what we have for now.
And they swap batteries,
so
and
they
it's
swap
awesome.
Batteries, so what happens is... You see Uchi using, Soji using the Gabu Revolver to transform into the Zaktor or whatever, into Kyo Green, and then Soji uses Kyo Gold. But the funny thing is, they're both about to do their transformation and, like, their dance that they do, but Uchi's just like, and Soji's body's just like,
screw it!
And Soji's like, so they both just do their normal dance that they do anyway, so you just see
in the wrong body.
Soji, Uchi Soji using the, Gabu Revolver, just going like, and then Soji doing, like, and Uchi's body doing the dance with the Kyoru Changer, and I was like, or Gabu Changer, I'm like, well done!
Yeah.
That's like, that's totally, like, really good writing there.
My favorite episode of Kyoryuger is the one where...
This is where I sit back and go, fuck you guys!
My favorite episode was the one where they were in movies, like the director monster.
Uchi with that fucking shotgun! Just
yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it just proves that Utsusemimaru is the best character in that show.
He's one of them.
Although I like Kyoryu Cyan quite a lot, and he was not in it nearly enough.
Ramirez is pretty cool.
Powerful is he like a main villain
guy? Mr. Green.
No, Kyoryu Cyan.
Cyan? Who's Cyan?
The fat dude.
The old guy?
Yeah.
I thought he was just blue.
No, it's Cyan.
Oh.
Not the old guy, Kyoryu Cyan.
I thought Cyan, the color Cyan, was Moadstone.
Yeah, him.
Oh, okay.
Ramirez.
The American one.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm saying that's one of my favorite characters
in
the show.
And I liked that Daigo's dad, Dontetsu. He becomes like the new Kyoru Silver, like takes his powers.
Yep.
But, okay, so how Torin, when he became Kyoru Silver, he has the Giga Gabba Revolver, which
and
is
And he holds
pretty,
it like a guitar.
He holds it like a guitar, and he actually does kind of like a rock air guitar type thing where he like kicks his leg out, and he's like, Dan. And then, so, when I see Dontetsu get it, I'm just like, oh, please fucking do it. But no, he just taps his foot and just, like, holds like that and just fires it. And I'm like, lame.
Wait, there's a Henshin device that's a guitar?
For the silver, Kyoryu Silver, whoever is using it holds it like a guitar. Because it has the spinner, the revolver spinner on it.
Yeah. That gun's cool.
It's cool.
If I was a bigger fan of blue, I'd pick it up.
I like how it's colored like Torin.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other moments. Like, the moments where they each, like, at the end where, like, they each had to be separated while, like, Daigo and Amy kept going forward to go into Deimos or whatever like that to finish him off. Just, like, Soji's handing Ian his Gabu Revolver going, like, you're better with guns, you can use this, I'll dual wield my two swords, and then just fucking take people. No, but he's just kicking ass just on his own with his own two hands, and just awesome. And just Amy and Daigo are just such a good...
They're
good together.
See, towards the end, sure, but I have to state my viewpoint on this matter. I like how we've just gotten into, like, a retrospective on Kyoryuger.
Yeah, I don't like this at all.
No, this is just...
I'm sitting here, like, fuck you guys.
We're doing one whole episode about Kyoryuger, because we didn't get to. Mm-hmm. So, my stance on the Amy Daigo shipping is that it came the fuck out of nowhere and immediately went to, like, you know, max level.
No.
I was totally voiding shipping with Yayoi, and that leads me into what I was going to say earlier. Another one of my favorite moments in Kyoryuger is the whole introduction of Dr. Ulshade and Yayoi, because that man is a fucking badass!
Yes, love Buggy the Clown.
Yeah, the guy who plays Dr. Ulshade, the first Kyori Violet, is also the voice actor for Buggy from One Piece.
Yeah, because...
And the voice of the Gobble Revolvers.
Because in One Piece lately...
Oh, it's that guy!
Yeah.
He breaks his hip half in one of his engines.
In the middle of his roll call.
Yeah.
Because in One Piece,
the background falls over.
In One Piece, Buggy hasn't really been in the show, like, for the past, like, 200-something episodes, so...
And now we know where he's
been. So now, yeah, where he's been, what he's been doing with his time. But,
he's in a few episodes.
Oh. He's great. But... No, I like the whole thing with Daigo and Amy just because, like, Daigo looks over at Amy and, like, Amy asks before he goes off to, like, fight his dad by himself. He's just like, oh, after this, let's go get some strawberry parfait or whatever like that. And he's like, yeah. And it's hearing Daigo just say strawberry parfait, like, in his typical Daigo voice is awesome.
Is this something I can beat up?
And the funny thing is, like, he talks about it, he's like, oh, yeah, this will be, like, great to have with you because, you know, it's red and pink. And I'm like, aw. But I like it just Daigo, it's just him, just, to her, just like, yeah, you know what? Since the beginning, you and I have kind of been the same. Like, we brought the team together. We've always just been energetic and, you know, like, and brave and stuff like that. So that kind of explains why they became a thing, because they noticed that they're so much alike.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. But Daigo's just a badass. Like, he took Deboss out so awesomely, and like, yeah, we thought he was gonna go out like in that explosion. I'm like, no, he's not. And the best part was, they find him on the beach walking down as if nothing happened, as if he just was just like, hey guys, yeah, he's just like, he just comes and he's like, hey guys, how's it going? And they're like, we thought you were like dead.
Well,
like,
nope.
No, it's cool. I beat him. I'm brave. Fuck you.
And this episode brought to you by the letter fuck.
And then. Yeah. As Torin's, like, or as Don Tetsu's, like, leaving, whatever, like, Ulshade calls him Kingichi, or Kingchi, like, he has his nickname for him.
Kingichi or something.
Yeah, Kingchi or something. And Don Tetsu's like, no, you don't call me that anymore. Daigo's the true king of the earth now. And I'm like, yeah?
Yep.
Oh, shit!
Oh, another one of my favorite episodes was the treasure hunt at the rich kid's mansion.
Oh, that was okay.
I liked it.
Fuck, I hate that fucking
That was
guy.
When they were hunting for the stones.
I also hated Gentle.
Oh, yeah, Butler. Yeah. Gentle was fucking annoying.
Gentle was an asshole.
Don't remind me of the stones. It just reminds me of Operation Overdrive.
Nothing should remind anyone of
Operation
Overdrive.
Yeah, Linkar is watching that right now. He hates it.
I feel bad for him.
He hates it.
Let's not get into that.
Anyways.
We'll do History of Power Rangers another time.
Any other Kyoranger moments to mention?
How about the time when the show ended? Thank you, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Fuck Off.
Not that I can think of right now, but it was a really good show.
Yeah.
I liked it.
If you watch Sentai for the humor, Kyoranger is a definite watch.
If you watch Sentai for anything else, Kyoranger is a terrible show.
Oh, okay, one last thing. I liked that Uchi and Dogold...
Eventually made up?
They made up. And they just...
The motion you made seemed like they got together.
No, like...
Never make that motion again!
They teamed up. And there was actually one really cool moment where, like, Dogold, because he's just, like, he's hollow. He's just a... armor. He's just armor. Goes over Uchi, and Uchi's like, what are you doing? Dogo's like, don't worry, I'm not possessing you, I'm just adding our strength, like, combining our strength, and I'm like, that's cool!
Considering how Uchi is introduced to us through the show, for those who are listening and have not watched Kyoranger, by the way, what the fuck is wrong with you? The way we meet...
They're sensible human beings!
So, the way we meet Utsusemimaru, Uchi... he's actually a samurai from the Sengoku era who was captured by Dogold, who needs a actual human body to survive, and used his body as a host for, like, 600 years or whatever.
Because Uchi was, like, angry at him.
Yeah, and then he finally breaks free and joins the team, and then they have this rivalry the whole show, and then, which makes that moment that you just talked about, where Dogold equips himself onto Uchi in order for them to team up and defeat
Endorf.
It just makes it the best... like, badass plot and source.
That's why they better fucking do something with that in Dino Charge. I fucking hope they do.
No, they won't.
Oh my god.
I hope so.
I guarantee you they won't!
No, think about it, because you know how Samurai did their whole Shogun modes and all that crap? They need to make a thing, like...
So Super...
Gold Ranger equipping Dolgold needs to be an actual form.
No, but I mean, like, in the same relationship,
like
in
like
Samurai... Like,
yeah.
In Samurai, no.
Dolgold could be Gold's Battleizer!
True.
That would be amazing!
But I mean, like, the same thing like they did with Jaden and, what was his name? What was Cole's...
Decker,
yeah. How, like, they had a rivalry.
Yeah.
And, like, Decker was like, you're the only person I'm, like, who's worthy of fighting me, blah, 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 blah. Like, I hope they have some kind of relationship, like, with the sixth Gold Ranger and Dogold and Dino Charge. That'd be cool.
Or, like in Gokaiger, with Joe.
Oh, Joe and Barzorg?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was cool.
That's the only thing that's any good. I'm sorry. How about we end this? We end it with that note. Thank you guys for watching. Okay, Before we go on too much of a tangent.
But yes, guys, tune in for next week when we talk about episode 40 of Gaim and
23
of Tokyojer. Shit's going down, folks!
We are reaching the final act of Gaim.
I can't wait!
So good. Nine more episodes of awesome.
I can't wait.
Seven.
So that was seven, yeah.
Gaim is ending at 47 in September.
Alright, seven more episodes of awesome.
Well, eight more counting. Eight more.
That's 17 more than fucking than Decade.
Well, 16 more because I had 31.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, thanks for listening.
Decade sucks.
As always, you can subscribe. I'm not arguing. As always, you can subscribe to us on our Podbean website, on iTunes, and these will be going up on the XC Studios channel.
Fuck
hopefully
you.
And remember, guys,
stop mentioning it! Okay? Because people who are going to watch the earlier episodes are going to be like, he's already on. What the fuck are you talking about? God damn it!
Remember, guys, be brave.
Brave is it!
While you're doing a Brave in.
That's a Brave in.
Spirit Ranger, fire!
Spirit Ranger, fire!
Fire!
Just hearing him say it with the American accent is amazing.
Spirit Ranger, fire!
Yep.
Yep.
Okay.
See ya.
Bye.